share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Many Malaysians would agree that there are many unique types of drivers you can find on the road, not to mention the many unwritten rules which Malaysians have to invent to navigate their way around these drivers. Recently, a Malaysian netizen named Vel Muruga took to his Facebook to share tips on how to drive correctly in Penang and provided a guide with 12 tips that many Penangites could relate to. His post garnered over 2,800 shares, 2,500 likes, and 990 comments at the time of writing. Here's what he had to say. 1. Pronunciation of Penang. According to Vel, the first step is to learn how to pronounce the island name correctly. The right way is to pronounce it as P-E-Nong, and not P-U-Nong. Old-timers are still allowed to call it Penang, he added. 2. Rush hour timing. Rush hour timing in Penang isn't the same as KL or other cities. The morning rush hour is from 6 a.m. to noon. The evening rush hour is from noon to 8 p.m. Friday's rush hour starts on Thursday morning, Vel wrote in his post. 3. Never drive too slow. Vel said that the minimum acceptable speed on the coastal highway is 80 kilometers per hour. Anything less is considered bobby, he added. 4. Unwritten traffic rules. According to Vel, Penang has its own version of traffic rules to follow. Mercedes, BMW, Alphard owned by Datuks will remain on the far right lane. Myvi, Proton, or any heavily modified cars will be on the third lane. 1-ton lorries and trucks should occupy the second lane. Motorbikes and any car doing less than 60 kilometers per hour share the left lane, he wrote in his post. The emergency lanes are really designed just for the assholes and taxis. Sometimes the emergency vehicles use it, he added. 5. Get attacked by stopping at a yellow light. A yellow traffic light usually means you should slow down. But, you know that's not the case with many of us Malaysians, especially Penangites. If you actually stop at a yellow light or stop sign, you will be rear-ended, cussed out, and possibly attacked with a steering lock. Unless there is a police car nearby, Vel said. 6. Honking leads to fighting. In Penang, Vel said to think twice before honking as it would lead to a fight. Never honk at anyone unless you are prepared to start a fight, he added. 7. Watch out for road construction. In Penang, there's always some sort of road construction going on. Road construction is permanent and continuous. Detour barrels are moved around for your entertainment during the middle of the night to make the next day's driving a bit more exciting, Vel said. Generally, city roads other than the main streets have more potholes and bumps, usually speed bumps, than most dirt roads in the East Malaysia. 8. Watch out for road hazards. Besides road construction, there are other road hazards to keep an eye out for. Watch carefully for road hazards such as dogs and cats, open burning, temple chariots, double parks, triple parks, Friday prayer traffics, metal tins to secure parking, amoy. Standing in the middle of parking waiting for her friend and jaywalkers that come out of nowhere, Vel wrote. 9. Georgetown or Georgetown. Vel also pointed out that at times, road signs may change the spelling of Georgetown. Be aware of the spelling of Georgetown that may change from road sign to road sign, e.g., Georgetown and Georgetown. 10. Accidentally activating car signal. If you've ever driven in Malaysia, you'd soon come to realize that most drivers annoyingly don't use their signal indicators even if they want to cut into lanes or make abrupt turns. This behavior is so common that Vel hilariously pointed out if you see a Penang driver actually turning on their signal, it's probably an accident. If someone actually has their signal turned on, wave them to the shoulder immediately to let them know it has been accidentally activated. 11. Don't drive slow on the right lane. Vel advised road users in Penang to never drive too slow on the right lane. If you are in the right lane and only driving 90 in an 80 km per hour zone, you are considered a road hazard and will be flipped off accordingly, he said. If you return the flip, you'll be called a bobby. Quote. 12. Out-of-state drivers should apologize. According to Vel, the best tip for out-of-state drivers to do is apologize if other drivers on the road seem unhappy, even if you don't know why you're in the wrong. For out-of-state drivers, it is advisable to apologize whenever another driver stares at you even though you don't know what you're apologizing for. Netizens' reaction to the post. Many Malaysians and Penangites found Vel's Facebook post relatable. Some even shared tips of their own. What are your thoughts on these tips? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read. Man panics and drives into hospital's emergency unit to save father from heart attack. Source. Vel Murga, FB Source, Sustainable Penang Source, Info Sungai Petani, FB Source, Network Dispatches Source, Pro Prof Source, Arab News Source, Ennis Flint Source, Ask Legal Source, Getting Stamped Source, Your Mechanic Source, Shuttershock Source, The Telegraph. Source. Vel Murga, FB Source, Vel Murga, FB Source, Vel Murga, FB. Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.